Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Handbags at Dawn, the show where your bag is basically equated to your soul and the zip is our window to it. Woo! I'm your handbagging host, Charlotte Edmonds. With 9 years' experience working at Psycho TV under my belt and inappropriately high shoes on my feet, I've set off to investigate the hidden gems inside Britain's best bags. Ooh, I'm just all about the accessories. This is the one where we focus on fashion, talk travel, and unite over sequin unicorns with a frankly fantastic designer. It's my very real pleasure to introduce this week's wildly stylish guest. Whilst working as a broadcast assistant at the BBC, she got tired of all the samey clothes in shops and decided to start making her own dresses from offcuts and roll ends of fabric. After kitting out her delighted friends, she decided to see if her clothes would sell on street and beach stalls. They did, so she travelled to Asia to make more, and the brand Couture was born. Her limited edition, premium and festival collections of bold print dresses, jumpsuits and denim are now sold by independent retailers across the UK and internationally, with concessions in Topshop and ASOS. Oh, and did I mention that Little Mix and Beyoncé wear her clothes? Well, they do. This is the incredibly exciting Soraya Goggin.
Hi.
Welcome to Handbags at Dawn.
Hello.
It's so nice to be talking to you today.
So lovely to be talking to you. Blimey, what an intro, Charlotte. What an intro. I don't know if I can live up to this.
Oh, you can and more. Just for me to set the scene to people listening, we're in a very glamorous hotel and beside us are rails and rails of gorgeous, sparkly, beautiful clothes that you're about to show potential buyers.
Yes.
Is this the new season?
Yes, so this is our autumn-winter collection. Got some spring-summer bits as well. So I'm constantly designing stuff, a couple of pieces a week. Because with Topshop, with the concessions that we're doing, you have to constantly put new styles in.
When did this all start? That first piece of clothing you made, what was it like?
Gosh, I remember I used to go to Camden Market back at school, actually. And there was this old woman. She used to have a trolley full of fabric. And she's like, do you know, I'm really sorry, love, but I'm going to have to charge you 5p for that.
That's a stretch.
Fabric for like 5p, and I was just like, okay, here's 5p. And I remember I made myself this really weird pair of kind of like Indian trousers from this horrible polyester printed floral or something, but I remember everyone being like, yeah, that's really cool. I was like, yo, I know. So I remember that.
And then what happened next? What propelled you to start making more and more?
So I was working as a broadcast assistant. At that time, I was very, very junior. And they would be like, Soraya, can you come in and do a 5am show? And I was like, yes, yes, anything. So I remember just trying to find a job that would fit around those sporadic hours. So I thought, I don't know why, I just had a vision about selling shoes and, funnily enough, handbags or whatever.
Yes!
Yeah, on the side of the road. And then I thought about clothes and just started making some bits and bobs, and one day went out with a wheelie suitcase into Exeter High Street and just put all this stuff on the floor, and I think I made like £133 profit the first day. I was like, whoa, it's all right, isn't it? Then I started going to India, then moved production from India to Nepal, Nepal to Bali, Bali, Thailand, and then now I'm in China and Turkey.
Did you have any experience whatsoever in designing clothes?
No.
So how did you learn?
Just, you know, from the streets. Like, yeah, I had no experience whatsoever. I don't know why I thought that I could do it, but it seemed to work. So here we are.
Was it more of an accident then, being this successful?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I wouldn't call it this successful, but
I would.
It was a yes, definitely an accident. I never wanted to be a fashion designer. I wanted to be an actress. Never wanted to do fashion, no.
What did you come up against when you were trying to produce a line of clothing?
My goodness, what don't you come up against? In China recently, I thought I was going to die with the stress levels that I incurred. So I designed a collection with the head denim buyers, actually, of Selfridges. So it's couture for Selfridges. It was great. They seemed to like the denim stuff that we did because it sells all right.
Are you being very, very modest here?
No.
The fact that you're designing for Selfridges, does it sell out?
Well, it was all right, you know.
That's a yes.
But so yeah, I designed this collection for them and it was going to go in all their stores and online and blah, blah, blah. And I was really excited about it. Went to China, checked the production. So my factory had actually sold their factory, but didn't tell me. So then they outsourced this really important order to another factory that we'd never worked with before. And I hadn't sampled any of the goods. And so actually I had to phone them up and say to Selfridges, I'm not going to supply you. I didn't want to supply them because I just didn't want to put my name to that stuff.
As an independent designer, how is it working with all these humongous brands like Selfridges?
So many independent stores have closed down. So for me as a brand, if you picked up by a big store, it's fantastic. You have to go with it. And someone like Topshop, for example, everyone in the whole world looks to them.
Where else are you stocked?
ASOS, lots of independent retailers. I've got another customer in the States. They've got 26 stores.
So how big is your team?
Not very big. I use a lot of freelancers. I do the design work, but I'm useless with a computer.
So with your process then, do you sketch first?
I can't draw.
Interesting.
Can't draw and I can't use a computer. So I'm kind of like, I want something here. And they go, okay, I'll just magic it up for you.
So it's a vision. You get a vision of what you want it to look like.
Kind of, yeah, exactly.
Who do you design for? Or do you design clothes that you like and other people then happen to like them too?
Now, because it is a business, I have a demographic, 15 to 25 year old girls who love things that are quite cute and our clothes are definitely fun.
Can you describe some of the clothes in the line? Just, we'll bring it to life by
okay,
the medium of speech.
So currently we're working with sequin unicorns, which is fantastic. So we've got these iridescent sequin unicorn patches on an iridescent mesh dress. And behind it, we're working with iridescent sequin dinosaurs. Then we've got embroidered daffodil flowers and sequin roses. It's a lot of sequins, man.
Your style is really bold. It feels young and fresh and exciting.
Oh, thanks, Charlotte.
Oh, it's beautiful.
We do have to have a continuation of a theme. So for example, working with unicorn theme.
Why do you have to say it like
because
that?
Because it sounds so lame. I'm like, I need 500 more sequin unicorns.
And you go, who am I?
Exactly, who am I? Like, thinking I'm going to die from the stress levels. The sequins on the unicorns aren't correct, man. I'm going to have a seizure. Like, and then it's like, talking about sequin unicorns here, so I get grip. Like,
when you started out, you were all about individuality.
Yeah.
Clothes that didn't look the same as all the other clothes that were out there.
Absolutely, yeah.
And you had limited edition lines, yeah. None of which were the same as the other. Is that right?
Yeah, so what we used to do was I used to use end of roll fabric. So I used to source saris from India and then get them made into dresses or skirts or tops or whatever, which was really, really good because no two saris are going to be the same. And so I've used that to do what we do now. Most of the products are limited edition run, actually, that we do here. So once it's gone, generally it's gone.
Is that what makes people want it more?
Yeah, at Glastonbury, actually, funnily enough, I remember quite a few people being like, I really like it, but no. And I was like, but you're not going to be able to get it again. And then I had pleading emails from different people being like, I met you at Glastonbury and actually I decided I really, really, really want that thing. And I'm like, okay, well, it's out of stock. With the rise of Primark and stuff, people are going the other way. There's a lot of handicrafts coming back. Vintage is doing really, really well. To have the individual thing, yeah, people are really into that.
Is there a temptation to mass produce and do loads and loads of the same design?
Of course there is. It's a business. For this customer in the States, it's under a different brand name because they sell only in stores and they don't want people to go online and go, oh, but we can get this on ASOS for this much.
That was an excellent accent.
I know.
I was transported.
I know, I can imagine. So I've done a different brand name for them, Taekwa. I'm not very good at words and stuff. So.
Well, it's not held you back, has it? Where did the name come from?
It came from, so the brand that I used to do was called Pushka, which was named after a place I used to go in India. It's in Rajasthan. It's gorgeous. So I named my clothing company, my brand, after that. We were in lots of shops and I had our own store in St. Ives, I think in Newquay. And then came back from Glastonbury one year and this guy was like, I've seen seen your brand name and I think it's fantastic, but I own the trademark of Pushka, so I want you to come work for me. And I was like, no, why don't I just change the name and you go F yourself? So, because a name, what's a name? Especially now I've realised there's not really any loyalty with brand names. We're constantly getting ripped off by people like Boohoo.com. People don't have loyalty like, oh, that's Coochie, I'm going to love it. They just like what they like. That's why you've constantly got to be ahead of yourself. So I spend at least an hour a day heavily researching trends.
Where do you look?
Just in it. By the time these clothes are produced, I'm just like, oh, okay, what am I designing next?
But surely that's the thing that keeps driving you. That's why you're so
absolutely
suited to it.
Absolutely. Can't ever kind of go, well, that's amazing, and sit back and really relish in the whole thing. You have to constantly be changing all the time. It's so fast moving. So before, people used to stick very much to seasons. So autumn, winter, spring, summer and stuff.
By the way, I love the fact you just told me what the seasons were.
Oh, God, sorry.
Recap. Next week, days of the week.
A, B, C, D.
Sorry, no, they did used to stick to seasons, but now people are bringing stuff out a lot quicker.
Yeah, they are. So we don't really stick to seasons. A see-through unicorn dress, people would say, well, you can't wear that in the winter, but now there's no real specific...
There's no specific summer.
Exactly.
That's why winter just continues. So it's good to wear clothes that you can wear all year round, especially with this climate. What was the response that you had when you saw Beyoncé wearing your top?
Well, I just didn't really know what to do, actually. I was like, whoa, that's crazy. Where did she get that from? I found out that they often shut Topshop down for Beyoncé to go in and she just buys loads of stuff. I didn't know about this.
God, it sounds awful being a pop star, doesn't it?
I know,
Really hard. Your heart bleeds for them.
I know. Apparently, she bought a bunch of our stuff and went on holiday to Jamaica. And I just saw a picture of her. It was on her blog and her Tumblr. She posted a few pictures, actually, in our stuff. And I was like, wow, that's cool.
Did your popularity rocket?
Well, we sold out of that top in about 2 days. Everyone wants to look like Queen Bee. Crazy.
You've had loads of pop stars and rock stars wearing your stuff.
I wouldn't say loads. I mean, like Little Mix or... Yeah, we've had a few. That, sorry, should I be bigging myself up?
Yes! The thing is, it works so well as well on stage, doesn't it?
Yeah, they do like it, stage people,
because it's colourful and gorgeous. I like seeing pop stars wearing this stuff, because pop stars for me these days simply wear a thong, don't they? It's sort of shocking if you see anyone with anything on.
Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting.
Shocking.
What is wrong with these people?
I knew I'd grown up. Every now and again I go, oh God, I'm a proper adult. And it's
you're
when
not a proper adult.
I am. The other day I was watching something and I made the comment, does no one wear trousers these days? And I thought, oh, it's happened to me.
You didn't say that.
Become sensible and dull. I did, because I was watching it with my kids and they're like, that lady's forgotten to put on her clothes. That's how my kids talk.
It's not.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is a good moment to have a look at your handbag, Soraya. Ooh,
okay.
Can you describe your handbag for me?
Well, it's a fake Burberry.
It's a very good fake.
It's a great fake. So this is actually a bag that I use generally when I'm travelling, really. It's great in airports and stuff. You've got it strapped to your chest. So it's a crossbody, little small bag, and we have in here some Impulse body spray.
Oh, it's the first item. That takes me back. Impulse.
I know. Do you know what? I am such a sucker for Impulse. I love it. It's almost as bad as Lynx. If a guy smells of Lynx, I'm like, no way.
Really? I
hate it.
I'm so embarrassed to admit this. I actually quite love Lynx. I mean, I don't like rip off my clothes to reveal a gold bikini and chase them across the beach. But like, actually, you smell quite nice. What does that say about me? It says
just
bad things.
It reminds me of when I was like 12 and this guy I really fancied was wearing Lynx Africa or something. And I was like, whoa, you're so hot. And then now when I smell Lynx, I'm like, that's disgusting.
Really? But the Impulse thing,
It's called True Love.
Oh, well, that's...
I love it. It's so nice. You have to open it like that. It's great. It's just a nice...
Oh, actually, that's really nice.
It's just really nice. I just love a little bit of Impulse.
So you spend a lot of time at festivals?
Yeah.
Do you need Impulse at festivals on account of the no shower thing?
No, actually, at festivals, I'm really, really weird. I hate feeling dirty and stuff. So you can give yourself a little Victorian bath in the van.
What's your van like?
My van is a vintage. It's an old school Mercedes 208D van. It's covered in graffiti. So my van's a bit of a work of art, really. I've got lots of friends that are kind of graffiti writers and stuff. So every now and again, I get a different guy to come and paint a side of the van, and it's just fun. I'm a 33-year-old child, man.
I once was sat in my black car behind a car that had graffitied daisies and pictures of elves and fairies all over it. And in the back of their car, they had a sign that just said, "Your car is boring." And I've never forgotten that. You know, sometimes you go through your life and you've like the silly little things you remember, not the big important stuff like facts, but you remember silly little things. And I'm thinking, oh my God, it is. I'm really boring. And a lot of people feel they have to conform.
Yeah.
You know, are afraid to make waves or afraid to stand out. I think women are often afraid to sort of put their head up and go, "Hello, I'm here." It's like, I'm just doing very well, but quietly, just ignore me, just walk past. Whereas I don't feel like that at all.
No, not at all. I just love giving things a go and seeing what can happen, because why not? We're all going to die one day, so we may as well just do some fun stuff and see what happens. I think that if you've got nothing to lose, then you've got everything to gain. I get really bored, so this is a good job for me.
Do you think that's a lot of the time people try and force themselves into a job and suppress parts of their personality?
Absolutely.
In order to try and fit in.
Yeah. I think that everyone has to address the things that they're bad at and know the things they're good at and work with those things.
If you close your eyes, the mess goes away.
This is the sound of someone telling us we have to move on to your second item, Soraya.
Okay.
What is in your bag? What else is in there?
Ooh, I've got a pair of gold earrings.
Oh, they are nice. Can I feel the
weight
of them?
Oh, they're just cheap rubbish from China.
But what I like about these is the size of them versus the weight. It's the right ratio, because sometimes...
Oh, yes.
The ears, the pain of the ear. Oh, I love a hoop. So is your style very much... I mean, you're wearing a Couture dress today. Is your style totally synonymous with your brand?
I would say probably yes, obviously. I mean, I always wear my own clothes, because I barely go to shops. What I'm wearing here, though, I've got
describe.
So I've got a striped dress with sequin love heart emojis on the boobs.
Yes.
Just a chilled out look, man. I've got no makeup on, because I have to put some makeup on in a minute because I have a meeting. And then I'm wearing, obviously, military's very back in fashion now. So I've got a military, I like to call it a shacklet, but actually it's a shacket. I know. It's just a vintage army surplus camo jacket, which I really like because it's quite long. So you can wear it. I often wear it with short shorts and it just looks like a dress.
And shoes? Trainers?
Oh, God.
Running to meetings?
Yeah, exactly. I just always wear trainers. And socks that just don't go with little bows on them.
What I love, if you have smiley emoji faces on your boobs made of sequins, I don't think people look at the rest of you. It's an excellent diversionary tactic.
This is casual.
I didn't know she had any makeup on because I'm basically staring at your breasts.
Hi, guys!
In a really non-curvy kind of fashion appreciative way. Do you know what you've done there? The first person I ever met in fashion looked at me and they went, "Darling," I mean, it's very cliche, "Darling, talk me through your outfit. And I'd never heard this phrase, talk me through your outfit. So I started telling them the story of what I was wearing, and it brought it to life. Not just kind of, oh, this old thing, it was only a tenner. I talked them through and I said, well, I got this from here. This was inherited. Oh, I bought that in a charity shop. I love these trousers. They've got a hole in them, but I patched up. And you realise that every outfit does tell a story, doesn't it?
Absolutely. For example, our clothes are quite bold. You can only really wear them if you can embody them. If you are a bit kind of like, oh God, and you can't feel the vibes of the sequins, man, then you're not going to feel comfortable in it. However, when I do festivals, because I hard sell at festivals, so I had a load of unitards. They had like a chain and anchor on them. They were really stretchy. What I was doing was I was dressing gangs of boys in these unitards, and they were pulling them up, and they had the little nipples coming up, doing a bit of Freddie Mercury, you know, and then a bomber jacket, and you give it to them for quite a cheap price. And then I remember specifically at Secret Garden last year, this gang of about six boys came up to me that I dressed, and they were like, seriously, you've made our festival. We have had the best time. Thank you so much. Because wearing these fun clothes completely changes your mood, because people come up to you and say, oh my God, I love what you're wearing. You look amazing. And then you instantly feel amazing. It just changes everything.
This isn't big. It's massive.
So we now have to move on to your last item. That was
the
signal.
Oh gosh, but I've got loads of really cool things in here.
Oh no, why have I limited the format to only three?
I know, I've got... Okay, I'm going to bring this one out because it's weird. It is a nasal inhaler from Thailand. It's really cool. It's like Vicks. It's like, I love it so much, this thing.
Why specifically?
I buy them in bulk because they're so weird.
What do they do?
They're called...
But Vicks doesn't.
They're called Poi, P-O-Y, hyphen, Cian, S-I-A-N. So it's like, essentially, you're putting poison in your nose. They sell them in the chemists. Relief of vertigo, whatever. Eucalyptus oil, menthol, camphor, don't know what that is, and then loads
I love
of
that.
Stuff.
Don't know what that is. Put it in my face.
Yeah, but it's just great and it's really weird. So in Thailand, I don't know, have you been to Thailand before? So have you ever seen kind of like Thai people and they're like obsessed with menthol?
I didn't know that about them. I heard them playing Shane Ward a lot when I was over there. I know that that's one of their key fixations. But no, I didn't know the menthol thing. You know, something stick with you when you travel. I heard a lot of that over there.
Shane Ward,
yeah. Big in Thailand. So what is this for?
I just have it because I just love the smell of menthol. So you just go... Oh, lovely. It just wakes you up. So I remember my grandma always used to have smelling salts in her bag.
Just give you a zing.
Yeah, and I think this kind of does the same. I barely ever use it, actually, but I have it in my bag. It's just great.
Do you struggle with tiredness? Because you must be working around the clock.
I do get really tired.
And
yeah.
Huge amounts of travel.
I've got a bit of a sinus thing. I think it is from so much air travel, actually. So that's where I started with these things.
So when you're travelling, do you travel light? Do you travel heavy?
Because I travel heavy.
Do you take all your...
Samples?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Once I lost my entire sample collection in the back of a taxi in China. That was not a good look. It was not cool.
How long had you worked on that?
Oh, about 6 months.
Oh, no.
And then I was stuck in China for like 6 weeks. Oh, it was horrid.
How did you deal with that?
I stayed in China for about 6 weeks with no friends, trying to get the sample over from England and trying to sort it out. Oh, hard time, Charlotte.
This is bad.
But it was great because I went to the gym twice every day because I had no friends. It was brilliant.
So when life taketh away, it also gives.
Yeah, it was great. I remember being like, yo, I'm so in shape, but I'm well depressed.
I haven't got anyone to show.
I know, yeah.
That particular story really does sell the industry. You've obviously had these huge highs and hugely challenging times. What
Absolutely.
Advice would you give somebody who wanted to get into fashion?
You have to live and breathe it. And there's so many times where I should have given up. I really should have, but I don't know anything else. This is what I do. You have to have so much determination. I think it's really similar to the industry you're in. You have to be really hardcore to do it because it would be so easy to just go, no, I'm going to do something else. It's not easy at all. So people think, oh, you live this really glamorous life. And it's like, well, they don't see me on my hands and knees putting barcodes onto things and lifting boxes. And people don't see that because you don't want to project that side of things. I like to project good things. You've like so Piers Morgan'd me right now.
Have I? No, you haven't cried.
I'm crying.
Imagine you didn't have to do all the scrabbling around with the barcodes and dragging all the heavy and taxi people stealing your work. Imagine, just put that to one side. What things do you really love about this job?
Well, I love just travelling around, having a little party in the sky from waking up in a different country. And I love working with different countries. It's so fun. You get to sample all the nice foods, getting taken out for dinner. You know, I was in Turkey recently and this new denim supplier I've got just took me out for this massive kebab meal. Oh, it's just fantastic. Yeah, it's good life, man. Hard, but good.
If you could look back and give yourself some advice, what would the advice be?
Oh, you're in for a long, hard road, love.
This is as lovely as lovely town.
Unfortunately, that's the end of the podcast.
Oh.
I've absolutely loved talking to you. How has your experience been on Handbags at Dawn?
I've loved it. It's just been lovely to catch up with you again. Thank you so much for having me.
How can people find out about you and your clothes?
They can log on to our website, www.coochier.com, or, I don't know, hit us up on Instagram or Facebook or something.
And your I Love Couture.
Yeah.
Go on topshop.com in the middle of August and you can buy the new collection.
Absolutely. And yeah, we've got stuff everywhere all the time. Just go out, hunt for it.
And what I've learned today is if you see it and you like it, buy it, because you ain't getting it again.
Absolutely.
If you want to get in touch with me, you can look at Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. It's at Handbags Podcast or Handbags at Dawn. Also, you should subscribe, you know. You just should. It would make you feel better. Go onto iTunes and hit subscribe and I will arrive in your inbox in a non-sexual way. Thank you so much for listening. I'll speak to you again next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mommy! I don't fucking know.
Yeah, you can.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.